His name is Jordan Mogg. He's from the Mississippi River town of Warsaw. Mogg signed up with the Illinois Army National Guard 3 years ago. He's with the 233rd Military Police Unit in Springfield. It combines his interest in law enforcement and the military. Mogg says a friend in the Guard suggested he volunteer for the Military Funeral Honors Program. He found it to be a valuable service.
To me, it's great to be able to hand the flag, fold the flag, hand it off to the family, and to see the look in their face when they light up when you present the flag to them. It's just something you can't really take back.
And these are not just veterans of current wars, but dating back to the Korean War, World War II?
Yes, Korean War, Vietnam, World War II. I believe that's the majority of ones that we do.
Can you talk a little bit about the Military Funeral Honors Program? What exactly do you do?
We will go. We will get notified of a funeral, and then the people who are in charge of the office, the sergeants that are in charge of the office, they will contact the funeral home and see if the family wants the rights, wants the veteran to have their rights. Once that is determined, they will let us know. It's called the stipends. We'll be the ones that will go out and we'll fold the flag and present the flag to the family. We will play taps if the VFW, if they aren't there to play taps, we'll play taps. If it's a higher situation to where it's called for a nine soldier or a full honors, we'll actually do a casket carry for the veteran, and we'll also do the volley, the 21 volley.
How wide of a region would you cover or be called to for funerals?
We can cover anything within the state of Illinois. I believe there are six or seven offices spread throughout the entire state. For the Macomb office, we cover from the Mississippi River on the west to about a half an hour to an hour east of Peoria, from the Quad Cities, a little bit north of the Quad Cities, down to Root House, which is south in Jacksonville.
Is there any particular vet's life story or service story that you heard about at a funeral that really stands out?
I've heard of some veterans, I don't know if it was exactly our office or not, but it was definitely around the state of Illinois. I heard about that veteran was the one, you know, he was one of the first few hundred on the shores of D-Day in Normandy. I mean, that stuff astonishes me. There's other veterans that have done amazing stuff that I can't even think about doing or believe to be honest, but it's like I said, it's just astonishing to hear their stories.
Do many of your classmates know you're involved with this program?
A couple of my classmates know. I actually have a classmate right now. He's involved in the program as well. A few of my friends and my family knows that I'm involved in. A few of my friends do as well. Not very many people. A lot of people know I'm in the program.
Mm-hmm. Those who do, what are they curious about in regards to the program? Do they ever ask you questions about it?
They do. They ask me how things went, what's the flag fold, if I could show them the flag fold, the proper procedure, how to fold the flag, why we do the volley, why we do taps, why we even do the flag fold, what the flag represents in each fold, just different questions, just you know how people are. Sometimes they get curious about things, so they just want to ask questions. And I have usually no problem answering them.
Jordan Mogg participates in the Illinois Army National Guard's Military Funeral Honors Program. He'll graduate from Western Illinois University in December. He's majoring in Law Enforcement Justice Administration with a minor in Homeland Security. Mogg has not decided if he will go into the military after he graduates. Rich Ugger reporting.